The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. Faithful Valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Grand Larceny on Wheels. The Green Hornet strikes again. A large car moved through the night along the state highway a few miles east of the city. The driver had the front seat to himself. One of the two men in the rear kept a close watch on the driver. The other sat half turned so he could look out the rear window at the dimmed headlights of the car that followed.
Is the other car still back of us, Dykeman?
Yeah, about a quarter of a mile.
Hey, Mr. Coleman, what's cooking?
You don't know the plans, huh, Eddie? It's time you were informed. Slow up.
Hate to be spotted by the cops. This car's plenty hot.
Eddie, do you see the bridge ahead of us?
Yeah, sure.
Stop on the bridge.
On the bridge?
You heard what the boss said. On the bridge.
All right, who's arguing?
Keep the motor running, Eddie.
Okay, now what?
Eddie, you've been one of the best men in my outfit. You know that, don't you?
Oh, thanks, Mr. Coleman.
You should have been satisfied with what I paid you. You were doing all right.
Other car stopped right back of us, boss.
Good.
Well, now listen to me, Mr. Coleman. Give me a
say,
chance.
Say, Eddie, don't want to hear it. Go ahead, Dykeman. Let him have it.
No, wait. I can explain it. Oh.
Good. That did it. I hope he didn't leave a mark in his head.
Not a chance, boss. Not with a sandbag. Now get the front door open.
Turn the wheels toward the side of the bridge before you put the car in gear.
Yeah, I know, Mr. Coleman.
All set to let her go?
Yep. Be sure you jump clear.
There she goes!
Mr. Reed's office?
Who's calling, Bruce Reed?
No, he isn't in yet. Do you care to leave your name?
Very well. Wouldn't leave no name, eh, Casey?
No, Axford. No name.
You know, there's something interesting here in the last edition. The cops found Eddie Rick in a stolen car.
I read that. Dead, wasn't he?
Yeah, drowned. Went off the bridge on the post road.
Did you know him?
I knew who he was. You know, Casey, stealing cars is different than it was.
Well, how's that?
I got the dope from Burke over to cops headquarters. Oh, it's a big racket, Casey. Burke and the cops know about it.
Then why don't they stop it?
Proof. That's what they need and don't have and can't get. The guy at the head of the racket is too smart.
Don't tell me you know who heads the racket.
All right.
What?
Well, you said not to tell you I know who heads the racket, so I won't.
Oh, Axford. Do you know?
That I do. He's a slick termite by the name of Coleman. Crimp Coleman, they call him. He's got lawyers that know how to use the red tape of the law.
Ah, the old red tape again.
Ah, by golly, there was only somewhere. Hey, Kate!
Oh, no, Axford. Please don't have an idea.
Listen, is that Hilton dame still working here?
Doris Hilton? Yes, she's in the city room.
I promised her that sometime and let her help me on the story. Maybe this is
it. See, now, wait a minute. You'd better ask Mr. Reed before you make any plans.
Where's he at?
At the Civic Club. He's having lunch with the police commissioner.
I can't wait. This is too good to keep.
Let's get to the point, Commissioner. You had a reason for asking me to meet you for lunch.
Well, yes, I did, Reed.
What's the trouble? You need a little publicity to build up your ego?
Not exactly. But I may want some cooperation for your newspaper. Britt, Oliver Perry's back in town.
That inflated egotist?
I know you don't like him, Britt, but he is a brilliant detective.
He's a windbag.
Now, wait, wait. For a long time, the Green Hornet's had us chasing in circles.
What does Oliver Perry propose to do about that?
He spent a lot of time and his own money preparing a trap for the Hornet.
That's interesting. What are his plans?
I can't divulge them just yet, Britt, but take my word for it, they're good.
What do you want me to do?
Nothing right now. I would, however, like your assurance that you'll not use your paper to ridicule Perry. I know your personal feelings.
If the Daily Sentinel can serve justice, I'll not let my personal feelings interfere.
Good.
That's a promise. But, why don't you ask this mastermind to do something worthwhile and get evidence to smash Crimp Coleman?
Britt, did that very thing. Perry came here a few days ago, and I asked him to investigate Coleman.
Did he get proof that Coleman's the head of a gang of car thieves?
No.
Did he confirm the fact that Coleman has the stolen cars brought to his garage where the appearance is altered?
No, he didn't.
Did he tie the Coleman chain into a used car lot where the stolen cars are sold?
Britt, those are mere suppositions based on what your reporters tell you. Oliver Perry has decided that Coleman's on the level.
Coleman's a crook. And Perry's a bungler. Glickner, did you know Eddie Rick?
Oh, the chap who drowned in the river near Post Road?
Yes.
I didn't know him personally, no.
Well, I did. He used to travel with the gang. Then he reformed and went straight. He joined the army and made a swell record. He came out and then... Then he went to work for Crimp Coleman. Now he's dead.
Yes, but the evidence...
Eddie Rick was murdered.
The evidence showed that he lost control of the car. A stolen car at that.
He didn't lose control of that car. I tell you, he was murdered. If Oliver Perry can prove that, I'll put his picture on page one of the Sentinel.
Now, you just do like I said when we get to Crimp Coleman's house. You got it, Miss Hilton?
I'll try, Mr. Axford. I'll try very hard. I do want to make good. I think your plan's just wonderful.
They call me the man of action. By golly, when there ain't no news, I go out and make some.
Hey, let's go!
Wonder why everybody's honking a horn.
Maybe they want you to move. The light's changed.
Huh? Oh, golly, so it has. Here we go. Hang on!
Crimp, did you see this copy of the Sentinel?
Yeah, I saw it.
Police think Eddie Rick died by accident.
The boys in my outfit know different.
Give me a cigarette, will you?
Yeah. It'll teach him it doesn't pay to hold out cash on Crimp Coleman. All right?
Yeah.
Here.
But, Crimp, you never had to go as far as murder. I don't like it.
You don't have to like it, Muriel. You just keep out of my business and we'll get along swell.
I'm scared, Crimp. Someday you'll make a slip. Then they'll have your neck in a noose.
Don't worry about my neck, honey. I'll take good care of it. It's the only neck in the world that means more to me than yours.
Oh?
Just so we understand each other, I want you to know that I'd put your neck in a noose to save my own.
Nice, loving husband.
Nice and loving. As long as there's no double cross. You get it, sugar?
Yeah, I get it.
What's the matter with you? Just the doorbell.
Oh, I am getting the jitters. Stay where you are. I'll see who it is. Coming. Yeah?
Mrs. Coleman, I came here as the wife of Eddie Rick. May I speak to you?
What about?
Eddie was killed last night.
That's tough, but why come to me?
He worked for your husband.
At the garage?
No, not at the garage. He was in the gang. You know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. What gang are you talking about?
Oh, look, Mrs. Coleman, I'm in on the know. Eddie didn't keep things to himself. He had a hunch that he might get rubbed out. Maybe he deserved it. I don't question that.
Yo, yo, this girl.
Oh, Mr. Coleman, I'm glad you're here. Eddie left me flat broke. I need to...
Crimp, you didn't hire anyone named Eddie Rick.
Right.
I know you didn't. You see, kid, you've made a mistake.
Oh, I doubt it. I'm sure...
I said you made a mistake. Goodbye, Mrs. Rick.
Who was she, Muriel? What did she want?
She wanted to confirm a few suspicions, that's all. Crimp, The working press is trying to peg you.
The kid looked all right to me.
Yeah? Well, look out the window. She's getting into a car. See who's driving?
Mike Axford. He used to be a headquarters dick.
Sure he did. Now he's working for the Daily Sentinel. That little tomato thought she'd pull a fast one. I knew she was a phony as soon as she tried to pose as Eddie Rick's wife.
Well, I got a hand it to you, Muriel. How did you know it?
The little fool should read her own newspaper. Miss Rick's picture was on page 5, and she's in Florida.
Got him, Miss Hilton. I saw the picture of Mrs. Rick while you were at the door. I knew we'd made a mistake.
Well, anyway, Mr. Axford, it was a good idea. Even if it didn't work out as we hoped.
We learned one thing, by golly.
What's that?
Mrs. Coleman is mighty smart. She knows how to cover for her husband.
Oh, golly, that car went by us in a hurry.
What's the matter with that guy? Suffering snake!
What's the matter?
Hold your seat! I gotta get that car!
Now, wait!
Did you see it? Did you see the shape of that car? Look at it up there ahead of us.
It's a new model. What about it?
Hang on! If I catch that car, you'll get a story of a lifetime.
Stop waving that gun around. What's the matter with you?
Don't you know who we're chasing?
No, I don't care. Actually, there's a cop chasing us.
So what? That's the car of the Green Hornet.
That does it. Let me out. Let me out or I'll jump. I don't want to tangle with the Green Hornet.
$25,000 reward. Oh, golly. Here, Judy. Slide over this way and take the steering wheel.
No, no,
take
no.
Take it off me, smash up. I'm letting it go.
Come back here.
I got to get out on the running board. When we get alongside, I'll hop to the Green Hornet's car and get the gun on that spalpeen.
Stop trying to be an acrobat.
You got the wheel?
I guess so.
Keep your foot on the gas. Pull up alongside that car. Go up on the right-hand side.
Axford, be careful.
Keep your eyes ahead. Don't watch what I'm doing.
I wish I were out of this.
I got you. Pull up or I'll start shooting. Pull up there. Come back to your spalpeen. Pull out of there or I'll pull you. Stop trying to look at me. Just stop and keep your hands on the wheel or I'll blow the living daylight out of you. Hey, got him, Dirty. Signal the cops.
They're right here.
Come on, you crook. Holy crow.
Miss Axford. Hey, you jughead. What's the idea of driving like a P-40?
He's captured the Green Hornet. Huh? Officer, help him.
Axford, what are you trying to do?
What's the big idea, Axford?
Now, wait. I thought I had the Green Hornet. Tony Date. It's Oliver Perry.
Put that gun away before you get hurt.
Perry? By golly, maybe I didn't make a mistake at that. Maybe you are the Green Hornet.
Axford, are you nuts?
Not by a jugful. That car that Perry is driving is the car of the Green Hornet.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment. Traffic was snarled for several blocks by Michael Axford's car, the police car that had chased it, and the car that Axford had pursued in the belief that it was the sleek black car of the Green Hornet. Axford was surprised to find Oliver Perry at the wheel.
Axford, you must be a cretin. I'm a what? A moron, an incompoop. Now get off my running board and let me proceed.
Not so fast, Oliver Perry. Where'd you get this car? And how?
I bought it, you fathead. Bought it and paid for it. I had it custom made.
Looks like the Harvard's car.
Well, it's not. The commissioner had a two-way radio installed for Mr. Perry.
The officer's right. I was just driving around to test the installation.
Oh, golly. I thought he had something.
If you'd brushed a fender with that fugitive from the scrap pile that you're driving, you'd have had a lawsuit.
Break it up! Get those cars
loaded! Oh, golly. Hey, where did Miss Hilton go?
She said she'd walk back to the office.
No, that's a shame. I wonder if my driving makes her nervous.
I'm glad you're here.
Hello, Axford. Did you prove anything on Crimp Coleman?
Reed, I spotted the car with the Green Hornet.
You what?
I took after it and ran it down. Only it wasn't the Green Hornet's car. It was a special job that looked something like the Hornet's. It sure had me fooled. And Reed, Oliver Perry was driving it.
He was?
It's his car. He had a special made.
Oh, so that's it.
That's what?
Well, the commissioner said that Perry had something special that he hoped to use in catching the Green Hornet. He must have meant that car.
That fathead better be careful. Maybe the Hornet won't like it for him to have a car like that.
Commissioner, I'm surprised that you let Axford carry a gun.
Oh, he's reliable, Perry. He's had a permit to carry the weapon ever since he was on the force.
I suppose he'll tell everyone that my new car resembles that one the Green Hornet uses.
Well, he probably will.
As a matter of fact, Commissioner, I want it known that my car is like the Hornet's, at least in appearance.
You want it known?
Yes. You see, my studies indicate that the Hornet is proud of his car. He'll not want another one to resemble it. I think I can bring him out of hiding.
After questioning Axford at great length, Britt Reed spent the rest of the day in deep thought. That evening, after Axford had gone to visit friends in police headquarters, the young publisher called Cato.
I think I have a plan, Cato.
Oh, yes, Mr. Britt?
Maybe we can teach Oliver Perry a lesson. And at the same time, smash Crimp Coleman.
Well, that good.
According to Axford, Mrs. Coleman knows all about Crimp's rackets. I'm going to count heavily on that.
Well, Green Hornet is to move?
Yes. Get the mask and weapon and come on.
Well, what is first move to be, Mr. Britt?
We'll stop near Coleman's home and make a phone call. I want him to think his garage is calling.
Speaking.
Say, Mr. Coleman, is Eddie Rick's widow a small, dark-haired woman?
No, she's a blonde. What's more, she's in Florida.
Well, that's what we thought. Maybe you'd better come to the garage.
Hey, is there a small, dark-haired tomato there? Is she snooping around there as Rick's wife?
You better talk to her yourself.
Keep her there. I'll be right over.
Well, that girl's at the garage. What's she trying to prove?
I don't know, Muriel, but I'm going to find out. I'll be home as soon as possible.
Cigarettes are low. I should have asked Crimp to bring some home. What the?
Skip the cigarette.
Oh, the Green Hornet.
I want to see Crimp Coleman. Where is he?
He's gone out. He's gone to the garage.
I don't want to see him when he's with his gang. I'll stick around the neighborhood till he gets home.
No. No, please. Don't hurt Crimp. He's
not. That'll be up to him. He'll be all right if he plays my game. Now stand still.
What are you going to do? Please don't tie me up.
Sorry, but if I don't tie him, you'll phone and warn him.
I promise I won't. Let me go. You can't get away with this. You wait. My husband will deal with you.
I guess that'll hold you.
You.
Don't struggle, Mrs. Coleman. You barely hurt your wrist.
Now to call Oliver Perry. Get going, Cato.
Very well. Thanks for your interest.
What are you grinning about there, Ann?
Commissioner, I've been told that I can smash a racket by parking my new car in front of the Coleman home and watching developments.
You're not going, are you?
Certainly. I'll be the bait in my own trap. This is just what I expected the Hornet to do. Obviously, the call came from him. You have men in squad cars nearby. Have them tuned to my transmitter, ready to close in at the signal. We'll get the Green Hornet.
I wonder.
Don't worry, Commissioner. I've applied psychology to the Green Hornet. He's reacting just as I hoped.
Be careful that he doesn't apply psychology to you.
Muriel Coleman struggled frantically after the Green Hornet had left. She managed to stretch the rope and free her hands. Then she called the garage to warn her husband.
All right, Muriel. Stay there and sit tight.
What's up, boss?
A Hornet's been at my place. He's waiting there.
Green Hornet? Holy smoke.
Greg, Logan, Pete, come on.
What's the Hornet want?
I don't know, but he's waiting near the house. We'll take this car.
Pile in, you guys.
Hey, fellas, the Green Hornet's near the boss's house.
Yeah, maybe he's the one that made the phony call about a dame being here. Maybe that was to get you out of your house.
It is.
Hornet wanted to see the boss. Why'd he fake a call to get him away from the house?
Hey, boss, do you think Muriel would pull a double cross?
She knows better.
Maybe she's fed up with the racket. I never
trusted
her.
She knows better than to try a double cross on me. She knows her life wouldn't be worth a dime. I'll get going.
Oh. Dyckman drove with Coleman at his side and three armed men in the rear seat. They went past the racketeer's home to observe the low-slung car that was parked at the curb.
I bet that's the Hornet's car.
Yeah, heard about his car, and it looks like it.
Yeah, it was too dark to tell if the guy at the wheel wore a mask.
Go around the block, Dyckman, then pull up alongside that car. You guys in back know what to do. Be sure you work fast.
Oliver Perry, seated at the wheel of a parked car, was in constant radio communication with the police cars that cruised in the neighborhood.
Another car has just turned into this block. The headlights are similar to those of the machine I described a moment ago. It's coming down the street. Might be the same machine. The occupants are outlined against the street lamp at the corner. Seem to be four or five of them. I think it is the same machine. Boys, you better close in. I don't like the looks of this. It is the same. Stopped alongside. Fenner leaping out.
Go, grab that guy.
Boys, come quickly. Hurry.
Yeah, we want you.
Now,
let go.
It's time to start shooting.
Wait, listen to
come
me.
Come on, Hornet. Let go of me.
Slug him.
Right.
That's it. Now throw over this car.
Hurry up. We got to get started.
I'll hold the door.
Slip his feet. Hey, there's the cop's car.
Turn into this street.
Hurry up. We don't want the cops coming in this reward.
We can't get away. The car's turning to cut us off.
Yeah, and there's another car coming from the other way.
And a third. What's this mean? How'd the cops know about this?
Well, at least they can't jail us for capturing the Hornet.
All right.
We got your cover.
Which of you is the Green Hornet?
Take it easy. Put those guns down.
Right front, we will.
We got the Green Hornet, and we claim the reward.
How'd you cops know he'd be here?
Hey, Burke, this is Crimp Coleman. Holy crow, are you the Hornet?
No, you fool. The Hornet's in the back of my car.
Throw your light in there, Burke.
That ain't the Hornet. That's Oliver Perry.
What? You're crazy. It's the Hornet. And there's his car.
Right front it is. That's a car that Perry had made so that he could trap the Hornet. And by golly, he got you.
It's that wife of yours, Coleman. She framed us. I told you not to trust her. She framed this deal. There she is up in that window watching the whole thing.
I'll take care of her.
Suffern, Snagsby, what are you doing in the city room?
Well, Gunnigan phoned as soon as he heard from you. I came over to get the latest on Coleman.
Oh, golly, Reed. Oliver Perry had a call that he thinks came from the Hornet. He went to Coleman's house thinking to trap the Hornet. He had cops all over the neighborhood.
Yes?
Then Coleman got a call from his wife saying that the Hornet was around. Coleman goes with his gang to get the Hornet. Instead, he cracks down on Perry.
Coleman captured Oliver Perry?
No, but he slugged him. Then the cops closed in. Oh, golly, Perry is sore.
Did you get a quote from him?
Oh, nothing we could print. But he's going to see Coleman get all this cover to him for the assault and battery.
How about a quote from Coleman?
Well, he's pretty sore, too. He thinks his wife framed him.
Hey,
it's Bert. Hi, Bert. Hey, Reed. Look who Bert has with him.
Who is she?
That's Muriel Coleman, Crimp's wife.
Hey, Gunnigan.
Yeah, boss?
Get a photographer.
Hi.
Hey, Mr. Reed. This is Mrs. Coleman.
How do you do?
Hello. Bert got special permission to bring me here, Mr. Reed.
She came into headquarters and squealed on the whole Coleman gang. Turned state's evidence.
Holy cow.
Crimp's dead sure. I double-crossed him. Daddy'll kill me if he ever gets out of jail.
So she fixed it for him to stay in jail. You see, there's no bail on a murder charge.
Murder?
She gave us proof that Coleman killed two guys and was involved in the murder of Eddie Rick.
I told the law how Crimp fixed a phony alibi. Murray tossed the murder gun registered in his name into a creek.
Don't bother with details, Mrs. Coleman. Take my word for it, Mr. Reed. She's told enough to put Crimp in the chair. But that ain't all.
Not all.
She told about some parts that had been put in a stolen car we fished in the river. With what she gave us, we can prove that the car came from Coleman's garage. We can smash the ring of car thieves and fry Coleman and some of his gang.
But, Mrs. Coleman, won't you be held as an accessory after the fact?
Probably. But I'd rather take my chance in court with Crimp in the pokies than run the risk of having him out on bail. Besides, the right lawyer can do a lot to help me.
Unquestionably.
That's why I asked him to let Bert bring me here. I'll need cash for a lawyer. Got a whale of a story. How'd you like to buy it exclusive for your paper?
We'll make a deal.
Good.
And Burke, when you see Oliver Perry, you might as well tell him I'm putting his picture on page one. After all, he had a hand in smashing the rackets and Coleman.
That reminds me, Mr. Reed. He says to tell you he's getting his car remodeled so it looks ordinary.
Oh?
He says if Crimp Coleman can crack his head with cops on all sides, he maybe better not take a chance on what the Green Hornet would do.
These popular radio dramas, created by George W. Trendle, are a copyrighted feature of The Green Hornet, Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious.